Tennessee Sports Show. It's the Wagner Wire, presented by Audiovisual Consultations.
What would you say you do here?
I don't like to brag, but I do a pretty convincing Omar from the HBO program The Wire.
I manage a baseball team.
Little League?
Fantasy League.
All your fantasy sports updates.
Fantasy what?
Fantasy baseball. Got Matsui.
He's worth a million in prizes.
Obviously, you're not a golfer.
Hey, I got a hockey record.
That's interesting, man.
Now, the host from the East Coast. Here's Wax.
That was pretty classy.
All right, you know it. Ow! Yes, sir. Sammy's back. The band's back together. Well, we're missing. Justin's not here, but Justin comes and goes every now and then. He's like our traveling guy. But we're back. The Wagner Wire's back on Sunday mornings. Here we go. 3 full hours. The band's all here on this beautiful, beautiful October 17th. This is probably the best day or the best time of the year, like seasonal-wise, especially in Texas, right? Like, this is how it was about a month ago in Maryland, how the fall weather was just starting to pick up. There's not really fall weather here.
We get some fall weather.
Yeah, but I mean, you don't get the colors. You know what I mean? You don't get, like, the change of the leaves.
As long as it's cold, I don't need all that. That's extra.
Okay.
No.
All right. There's probably no winter here. Like, the fall here is like the winter of the Northeast. Is that what you're saying?
The fall here is like the winter of the Northeast. That's a little bit of a jigsaw puzzle for me this early in the morning.
Piece it together, guy. All right, no, seriously though. So you know how like the climate is a little bit more mild and it's warmer down here.
Yeah, we hot
clearly.
As hell.
Yeah, clearly, but it is swampy in Maryland, right? It gets muggy and swampy. Kind of comparable weather, but just nowhere near as hot. Like the sun here feels way, and I know that's weird, that's irrational. The sun cannot be hotter here than it is in Maryland, but it just feels like it is here.
What are the swamp nuts like? Because here we get like real, get the humidity,
Dude, you got to bring like 2 shirts.
Okay.
Like 2 shirts. I mean, you're gonna have swamp crotch.
But
I mean, I used to commando though, dude.
Worse or better than here? In terms of swamp nuttery.
It's bad there because it's so humid. That's the thing. Like you're literally in a swamp. Like, from what I remember, just how funky everybody always, or maybe it was just because I was a teenager and I didn't have as good of hygiene as I have now.
Yeah, bro, you lived before Axe body spray, so you were bound to smell horrible.
Wait a second, you don't lean on Axe, do you?
In middle school, you do. Right. In middle school, okay, so that's like pre-deodorant, bro, nowadays at least.
We're already on it. Let's just hit it. Go ahead. This is why I'm hot. Let's go ahead. I'll break down the show rundown in a second here. Go ahead and let's just go into it. Fire it off. I don't know. I'm not exactly hot on this. I'm just confused, but I don't have a confused song loaded up. But I'm just wild on this, right? Like, and I don't know how I feel about it because my back home in Maryland, right? They are celebrating victories for alumni, like Brunswick alumni, like people. Where did you played football, right?
Yeah, okay. I played football.
McNeil, right?
Yeah, McNeil High School.
What did you play?
I was a nose guard.
Nose guard, okay.
Yeah.
Would you ever think about putting the pads back on again and playing right now?
Oh, dude, before COVID, I was legitimately making an effort to try and train for the XFL. Because I had heard
what?
That, yes, dude.
Why didn't you tell
I
me
I did
about
tell you
this?
About I told you and BK and Trey, and I think y'all were the only three I told.
Did you? I did not. I'm so sorry that I didn't pay attention. I had no idea.
That was like, it was something that I was just doing for fun to like try and get more in shape. I was like, okay, because you know, they got open tryouts.
Sure,
you
can just,
yeah. So my goal was, before COVID, I was going to get as in shape as possible and go do a tryout just
those
for the hell
of
it.
Those of you guys that don't know this, like, Sam's a pretty stout dude. Like, he could play nose guard. He would definitely take the attention of 2 linemen to block him every play.
I did back in the day, and so that's what I'm trying to see if I can recapture, you know? Plus, I don't know now, because I'm, like, my knee's destroyed. I'm basically, I got cadaver pieces inside of me. Like, I got some high-mileage parts, bro.
Oh, yeah. I mean, dude, and I've been to combat a couple of times. What's going on with you?
I blew out basically all the tendons in my knee that hold your kneecap in place. And also, turns out I was born with flat kneecaps. Instead,
I don't
of,
even know how that's possible.
Yeah, bro. So like, your kneecap's supposed to basically fit around your two bones together, and basically that's, you know, it sits on top. Mine's just flat, so it's got no cuppage going on.
That sounds terrible, dude.
Yeah, probably not the best. I probably would have honestly gotten very hurt, so COVID might have saved me a little bit, but you know.
All right, so I didn't even know that was a thing. So I've been approached a few times, or like, you know, hey, would you ever think about playing alumni football? And I guess it's semi-pro. Like, to this point now, it's gotten so much hype and so much press that it's becoming semi-pro. But where does it go from there? Like, do the guys that spend so much time on Saturday nights, and that's just it. Like, I value my Saturday nights, like, for rest and recovery. Like, what, and these dudes that I went to school with, I mean, they're hard workers. Like, yeah. They have lives. They have jobs. Where do you get the energy? Where do you get the time? I mean, so I guess that's your workout regimen, right? That's why you're going to the gym. You're going to the gym to train for football again.
I feel like that's got to be what they're doing instead of the gym, almost. You know what I mean? Like, because to me, I get pissed off when I got to send an email when I get home from work. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
I
want to decompress. I don't want anything to do.
Yeah, exactly. Even the store, that is my least favorite thing to have to do on the way home, bro.
If there's not games on or whatever, like I'm turning in. Reed ain't got anything to do. Katie ain't got anything to do. I'm hitting the stick. Like I'm, boom. That's it.
As you should be.
Right.
As you should be. It's the 21st century, Wags.
I just don't get it, man. Like I don't understand how you can have that much energy and have it, you know, channeled and looking forward to Saturday night to strap on the helmet and pads again. I just don't like, and if you got that, man, that's great. Like, and my home team from back home, and it's Brunswick, Maryland. They're like number one, and we weren't winning championships back in high school, dude. Like, that's what's weird. And they're playing teams not just from the area. They're playing like Baltimore teams. They're playing Philadelphia teams.
Is everybody old? Like,
yeah,
they are.
We're talking, there's probably a 10-year demographic between,
okay,
a 10-year range between, I guess, from oldest to youngest player, if I'm guessing.
Youngest,
right?
Being?
Because I'm guessing there's youngest probably being like 20-some.
Oldest being?
Like 40-something.
Oh, that's ancient, bro. That's ancient.
That's crazy, right?
You're getting destroyed.
I mean,
oh my God.
There's people out there doing it.
No,
No, I'm serious, man. And, well, I'm 40.
Yeah.
Do you think I could roll? Like, I'm still in decent shape. I'm nowhere near as big football-wise as I was back in the day.
It's unfair with you because you got, like, marine stubbornness drilled into you for 10 years, you know what I mean? So it's like, even if physically you can't do it, I know that mentally you're going to call yourself a P-word until you get
bro,
up
I
and
check
like...
out. I check out quick. like you should see me, you know, I go into the routine at the gym and like, yeah, we're gonna run like 5 miles, half mile into it. Yeah, we're done.
Good enough. It's just got a five in it.
Yeah, now we're done. I'll take the elliptical. You know what I mean? Nah, dude, yeah. I don't know. I don't think I could get out there, man. I don't think I could get out there and strap it on again, man. And maybe, and I don't think people around here could either. And maybe it's just because the high school football is just so prevalent. It's just so good. It's just different from where I grew up to where football is here.
I mean, Texas is
sure,
almost
it's the,
is high school football.
It's the mecca. Like, it's the mecca of high school football. Like,
yeah.
I would even argue that at maybe even 4A football, like 4A to 6A football, there are some high school teams out there that have their stuff together better than Division II or Division III football teams.
But maybe not your Dragons, Wags. Maybe not the Dragons got it all together. I heard a little thing on the rumor mill saying they maybe
Dragons.
maybe caught a big old L last week.
Raiders?
Yes.
Oh,
that
yeah,
one.
The Raiders.
Oh, it was
yeah.
R word. That's what it was. Yeah,
yeah.
It got mixed
no,
up
I mean,
in my
I
head.
Do, you know what? My son's a Dragon. But
that's what it is.
You know,
that's why
I call
okay.
games. I call
yeah.
games for the for the Raiders. Yeah, the Raiders took an L, yeah. But, I mean, it's how you respond. It's how you get back. But that's just it, too. Like, I get to see that pageantry as well. Like, I get to go to these football games every Friday night, and I see it's not just a football game. Like, it's a community event.
Yeah.
It's not just a football. I mean, you know, you played for McNeil. Like, you guys, you know, the football team has their thing, and then the band comes out at halftime, and then, my God, half of the crowd is there for the band. And sometimes when the band doesn't get to perform at halftime, the whole crowd stays until the end of the game until the band rolls out their deal. So it's wild.
I was never staying for the band.
Yeah, me neither, dude. Like, I appreciate it.
Exactly. Like, you guys have a lot of talent to be doing what you're doing. I was not staying for it. It was not me.
All right, so go ahead. Continue.
I was after partying every time.
Soaking up. Like, I'm looking to put, like, the Tiger Bomb on, and I'm looking to find a hot tub or whatever.
Yeah, or a hot girl.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And you know what? That was – so that's weird, too. So my dad was real old school, right? Like, the man that raised me. Like, he was real old school. And he was just like, hey – you know, you want to keep your testosterone levels up.
You know,
oh, no. Yeah. Oh,
what
yeah.
What is this called?
Dude.
This has a name.
I don't know. But he was just like, hey, you know, if you're going to do your thing, you know, Friday night and then get back to getting angry. And I'm like, what? What are you talking about? Okay, we got texters texting in right now. This comes from Victor Cruz, right? I thought about joining a league. He's 41. I have a 23 years of service as well. So he's in the Army. I believe, you know, from Twitter, I have some interactions with Victor on Twitter as well. Yeah, he serves in our Army. Thank you for your service, Victor. Appreciate your service. But, yeah, I mean, dude, he thought about strapping the helmet and pads on. I mean, obviously I have thought about it, or I wouldn't have brought this up.
Well, I think that's the thing is anybody who has played football and at least had one good play has thought about it again.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, if you've gotten to feel that one time, you've had it cross your mind.
And, yes, there is professional football going on right now. Miami and Jacksonville are playing in London. Miami is up 10-3 for the battle of Florida supremacy, a la exclude Tampa Bay because they're just already supreme. So they actually won the battle. I guess this is just for, you know, chips and – well, not chips, just margaritas and Mai Tais for Florida here. You know, Miami, the fish. If the fish can't win, well, 1-4, they're probably one of the best 1-4 teams out there. Anyways, back to talking about this stuff real quick. We'll spend the same. I mean, we just got done talking about hunting and fishing. We can talk about alumni football. And by the way, like, I am pro-gun. And to go to the outdoor zone, I just don't. Is it weird that I don't have a gun?
I don't think so. I mean, you've held them for long enough to where I feel like you probably got it out your system a little bit.
Right.
You know what I mean? Especially, you've been on the other end of them enough.
Yeah,
to where
for sure.
You might just not want to look at them.
But I mean, I support you. You know, I love 2A, but I support 2A, the Second Amendment. I just don't have a weapon.
I never heard anybody call it 2A. That was the hippest I've ever heard anyone talk about an amendment.
That's what I say, too. 1A, 2A. I always call it 1A, 2A. It's just in terms of brevity, dude. If you're not down with the whole brevity thing, I get it.
Wags out here talking about the Bizzil of Rizites.
Well, you know I was the Bizzil of Rizites. You know I have a degree in politics from the University of Texas.
Right? Yeah, you're a nerd.
Somehow I wound up in sports radio. No, you've heard that story. Like, I was sick of working at the Capitol. I heard Chad and Kevin on, and I was suffering in a broken down, no AC, Sequoia.
Oh, yeah.
On Mopac. And, man, that sounds like fun. Saw you the next day, beat it on the door. They wouldn't let me in. Christina opened the door eventually, though.
I didn't let you in?
No. The lady before Christina. I don't know her name. I can't remember her name. But the lady before Christina. And then Christina took her job, and Christina let me in.
Like, hell,
the
yeah.
Third try I got in here. But anyways, man, that is the lesson of persistence. Stay at it. It'll pay off at the end. Anyway, and then BK trained me. How about that? Anyways, yeah, I think so. It's clearly a thought that has came into my head. Like, I thought about strapping it on and putting on the helmets. I just don't. Where does it go from there, though? No one's. You're not. You're obviously just doing it for fun and to relive glory days.
Yeah, it's like you and your basketball, old man basketball league, when y'all had your little thing going for a second.
That's different though, because you can't get hurt. Like, yeah. I mean, you can get rocked. You can get destroyed here.
You can. I mean, you can still get hurt. Like, somebody's going to pull an ACL or something.
Dude,
jumping
I
around
watched the play, man, and this dude got this dude got crucified. Like, he was running a little slant route over the middle, and the linebacker just ate him up, hit him within 5 yards, and then destroyed him. Like, laid just.
That's
literally.
Why I'm saying these oldies are going to get ripped in half, and it's going to be hilarious. I'm honestly okay. there for it just to see the oldie punishment.
So then what's the agenda for kids? Or I say kids, guys that are like 24, 25 that maybe just missed out on Division III college. Is that it? Is that you're trying to get a look?
No, it's to destroy the boomers. It's to attack old people.
And there's got to be something going on.
There are two groups of people that it's inherently funny to beat up, and it's old people and children.
All right, on the show today, we're going to have Tom McKay on the other side. We're going to break down a little bit of NHL, see his picks. Tom McKay, audiovisual consultations. He also is a NHL guru. So he, and maybe I'm putting his biz out there a little bit, his side biz, but he's got this algorithm that he does, and he's usually pretty damn on it. Like, he can guess, he picks winners for NHL, and it's really hard to pick winners for NHL, but Tom gets it down. He might be just has a good pulse on all the teams. But we'll talk a little bit of NHL on the other side of that. Also, just a tip. I'm going to tell you the guy that you want in fantasy, that you need in fantasy this week, especially with no it's basically a handcuff guy, a handcuff keeper. If you've been paying attention all week, you probably know who it is already. Al Walsh on the other side. Oh, skipped over a big win. Yeah, Justin Wells coming on at the top of the hour, 10 o'clock. We do have to talk about the loss yesterday, 32-24. The Longhorns, Sam, they're down, man. Down again. Three losses now in the season. And maybe let's just call it what it is. Maybe we're just not as good as we thought we were.
Never were.
That's true. I mean, there's a lot of overhype every year, right? And, of course, you got to think that, you know, the acumen, the football acumen that Steve Sarkisian possesses would transfer over to this Longhorn team, but you got to still remember that you're working with the last coach's recruits, the last coach's talent. And that's no, I'm not saying that in a shot to Herman. I'm saying that Sarkisian is still trying to work with Herman's toys, essentially. Like, maybe Sarkisian's, I guess his full arsenal can't be on display until he gets some of the athletes that he needs. Although he does have the best running back in college football, Bijan Robinson. Five, go ahead. What do you got?
When was the last time this team wasn't building again?
Sam, that is a good question. You're not supposed to ask those questions, okay? Because we're the flagship station of the Longhorns here. All right. No, it feels like, you're right. It feels like this team has been building. And I saw a tweet from BK, right? BK said it best. It hasn't just been a decade now of mediocre football. It's been 12 years. And to Sarkisian's credit, you know, this offense was a high-powered offense, you know, a top five scoring offense in college football in the nation. People are saying that, you know, the defense has to, you know, tighten up, getting the screws loose, and, you know, the coach has to get them in better position. I don't feel that at all. I think that the guys are in correct position. I just think that you're not breaking down and you're missing tackles. You're missing key tackles. I saw B.J. Foster run past, I forget the running back's name, but run past the Oklahoma State running back, the ball carrier, and not just twice, like three or four times, like going out there without breaking down, properly just breaking down, fundamentally getting to the open field tackle and breaking down. Now, there was a great open field tackle on the last, well, one, the second to last play of the drive that forced them from not tying the ball game up, but it was all for naught because they ended up going down and getting the interception and coming back and capitalizing. So where do we go from here? I don't subscribe to knee-jerk reactions. I don't think there should be a quarterback change. I've seen rumors of that already. No. Let's Casey Thompson's at the helm. He's got the reins. Let's let him finish the job. I think he's definitely poised to get it done. We can't falter in the fourth quarter. We can't continue to take a decent lead and squander it.
You're saying choke wags? They can't.
No, that never came. I said squandered. I said relinquish. I'm using other adjectives around that.
I would have used other nouns of what they were choking on.
No, I don't do that. See, I like to practice literature as well. But anyways, that's a little bit of my Longhorn spiel. We'll go back into that a little bit more and dissect that at the top of the hour when Justin Wells comes on. We'll also talk about the positive things that are going on with the 40 acres as well. Remember, we still have baseball coming up. Oh, we're going to smash in baseball. Football, it's kind of taken a little bit of a roller coaster ride, but this is what happens. This is why you go on that journey. This is why that when you get to the top of the mountain, it feels so much better. All right. Now, we've been struggling on this mountain for a while. Man, it's definitely been a roller coaster of a journey here for Texas, but bear in mind that, you know, in terms of the darkness, man, the light does have to come. That's just, I believe in logic, and, you know, usually you got to get through the dark to get through the light. It can't just stay dark all. You got to be optimist. I'm trying to be optimistic, guys. Bear with me. Keep a smile. And look outside. It's beautiful. It's great weather. The NHL is about to happen. Oh, boy. All right. I know we got to get the break. Texas football, all choke, no clutch. Hey, man. I can't even fire back. Miss you throughout the week, Wags. Hey, I miss you too, man. Hopefully I'm coming back. 11 years. Yeah, I'm sorry. Maybe I got one more. It's been 11 years. I'm sorry. Not 12. Hopefully it's not 12.
Feels like more either way.
Coached college baseball for 10 years. If Augie had bad players, they would be bad. It's about the Jimmy and Joes. Got to have Bijans all over the field. Can we get impact players on defense? That is 100%. You need the ammo to fire. You need to have ammo to fire in the weapons. Oh, no, I feel you. I don't think it's on Sarkisian at all. Like I said, give him his – I mean, I believe that every coach should have at least 5 years. You really should. You should have your recruits coming in and trends of tendencies of your recruitment as well. Like, you should have a succession plan coming in for your recruits as well. That's where you should have your range of judgment, at least. Or your evaluation period. We'll get back to some of the text right now. We invite you to be a part of the conversation. You guys are already doing it. You're blowing up the specs text line, 512-337-3776. The Vaqueros Cafe and Cantina hotline, 512-447-3776. Or on Twitter, not the fake Wags. Sam refuses to play the game. You can tweet the show, the Wagner Wire. You can tweet the station, the Horn ATX. On the Instagram, IG, Sam is pika.chew.
There you go.
For you, I am the Wagner Wire, and the Horn is the Horn ATX. Hey, don't go nowhere. It's the Wagner Wire. All right, welcome back to the Wagner Wire, 104.9, 101.9 AM, 1260, streaming live at hornfm.com. And you guys are already firing away the fantasy football questions on the specs text line. I appreciate that. Hey, keep in mind this. I'm rolling solo here like, huh? Actually, I'm not. My Chewbacca is definitely here. If I have a Chewbacca, it's definitely Sam Pika. Like, you are definitely my, like, I said, I made the reference to Star Wars. I was like, hey, man, you know, it's Wags. You know, I was addressing the fantasy football questions. I was like, hey, you know, slow, you know, just keep in mind, be patient with your answers coming back to you because I'm rolling solo like Han. And I was just like, I'm not. I'm staring at my Chewbacca right now through the glass. Good to have you back, brother.
I'm a little prettier than Chewbacca. I don't quite got space buns going, but I got some buns,
you got
bro.
Some space cheeks. No, it's good. It's really good to have you back. But yes, we are answering your fantasy football questions. Half point PPR. Brandon Cooks, Robert Woods, or Thielen? Pick two. I'm going to tell you to stay away from Cooks. I'm not liking what I'm seeing on his return so far the past 3 weeks. Go with Robert Woods, even though Cooper Kupp can take away a lot of snaps there. Stafford has great distribution. But you saw a little bit of emergence the past couple of weeks with Robert Woods, and maybe the rapport is starting to be built just a little bit between Woods and Stafford a little bit more. Hey, Thielen and Cousins, it's still there. It's been a down couple of weeks for Thielen, but I have more stock. I have more faith in the Minnesota Viking offense in the aerial attack than I do with the Houston Texans aerial attack. It's just not there for Houston right now. It's not a knee-jerk reaction. It's the hype. It's the hype that's built by those that bleed the burnt orange and share the false optimism over the air. No, you're absolutely right. It's clear that we drank the burnt orange Kool-Aid, right? And maybe it's because it's nostalgia, perhaps. Maybe it's because we all want to remember the good old days. I mean, let's be real. Like, Austin is thriving when this football team is winning. It's just a different city. It's a different vibe in this city.
It's thriving too much already. Maybe this is what we need. Maybe we do need a losing season from Texas.
No, I mean, we've had plenty of losing seasons, but no, I mean, you want the tide to turn, and it did feel different. And it does. It's still, like, I even said this, like, I said it 2 weeks ago. It feels different, doesn't it? It does feel different. It definitely does. The DC needs to go. That's an obvious. I don't think so yet. I'm with the coach that coached baseball, or, you know, he chimed in, give him time, you know, give everybody time. I believe that. I'm like, Sarkisian made his decisions. He obviously, you know, took the time to make tactical decisions. Let this play out. You know, if it's the first year, my God, I didn't think we were going to win the Big 12. I really didn't. I thought we would win 10 games. And I did think that we had a chance to redeem ourselves against Oklahoma. But the Pokes, they had different plans, that's for sure. It was a wild week in college football anyways. I mean, how about Iowa losing at home to Purdue? Like, who saw that coming? Right? I mean, Cincinnati, they took care of business. Oklahoma, they took care of business. But, I mean, was everybody right? Was the national pundits right? Is Spencer Rattler into the transfer portal? Is he gone? I believe so. I mean, how can you expect to get your job back after the performance of Caleb Williams? Not just in last week's game, but also in the Longhorn performance, you know, the comeback victory against the Longhorns in the Cotton Bowl. Ole Miss almost squandered to Tennessee. Tennessee getting busy. Utah taking down Arizona State. That was wild. And then how about LSU yesterday? The Bayou Bengals taking down the Gators. And then A&M taking care of business. You got to give credit where credit's due, man. A&M, you know, Jimbo Fisher said that he would take down Saban. I didn't get to talk about it that much last week, but Fisher said he'd get Saban, and damn if he didn't get him, man. I can't believe it. I thought, and of course, you know, the stink about this is that we're going to hear this for 20 years now. Like, the Aggies don't have to win a national championship. They have this. I mean, of course, this isn't to my standard. Like, you take down the number one, that's great, but it's, you know, the sun shines on the dog's butt. I'll keep it clean. But every now and then. Looks like Tom McKay is trying to call video line. Wrong. We'll end this, and then
I'll call you Tommy.
Yeah, he'll call you Tommy. We got you. But we're going to talk some NHL hockey here. Tom's a little late on the ringer, so we'll stretch that into the next segment. But yeah, I just wanted to get that out there. I want to talk a little bit more college football. Just a wild course of events. And definitely, you can't deny Thompson had an off week. You know, Thompson usually comes out and he's distributing the ball and he's looking, you know, to hit the long ball to Xavier Worthy. Maybe that was the problem. I thought that last interception that he threw, you know, I thought he tried to force it into Worthy a little bit too much or a little bit too hard. I think, you know, maybe do your check down, live to play another day. I can't remember who was underneath of him. I want to say it was Brewer. I want to say it was the tight end. I'll have to go back on the rewatch and check that down. But you can't deny that we do have for the first time, a running back went over the century mark or went over the 100-yard mark on, you know, on the Cowpokes. So Bijan Robinson, 21 carries, 135 yards, 2 touchdowns. Feed this dude the ball. Just get him the ball. He makes things. He makes plays happen. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll have Tom McKay on to talk a little bit about NHL and his predictions.
Now, back to the Wagner Wire.
Welcome back to the Wagner Wire on 104.9, 101.9 AM 1260. You're streaming live at hornfm.com every hour, brought to you by Audiovisual Consultations. 512-255-8678 or go to their website, avconsultations.com. For over 31 years, Tom McKay and his crew has been setting the standard in audiovisual automation. So if you don't know what you want in your man cave or your patio, go to the website, avconsultations.com, and look at the gallery of projects that they've done over the 31 years of service that they've been providing for Austin, Central Texas. And maybe you'll get an idea. You can get a flat screen TV in your home on your patio that can, you know, be an all weather TV that can go beautifully on your deck, or, you know, you can watch it from your pool, or you can have two side by side 50 inch 4K TVs like I do in my game room or my studio room with their own isolated audio setup as well. It all happens, man. And if, say, you got a rainy day or a cold day that you can't get out and get to the golf range, maybe Tom McKay can provide a golf simulator for you as well. The endless possibilities are available at AV Consultations right now. 512-255-8678, avconsultations.com. We go to the Vicarious Cafe and Cantina Hotline, and welcome on Mr. Tom McKay right now. If that's one hell of an intro, Tommy, I don't know what is, man. Welcome to the show, brother. Always good to have you on. And I didn't even promote your algorithm that you have for hockey.
That's all right. I don't sell the algorithm. That's good.
Yeah. Well, you can't sell the algorithm, or else you wouldn't be able to take money from us on the side. What's going on, brother? How you been, man?
I've been great. Yourself?
I'm living the dream, man. Any better, and I couldn't stand myself. Right now, I guess I have to endure watching NFL football. The Jacksonville Jaguars are down 13-3 over the Fish of Miami here in London. And I guess they're eating fish and chips over in London because the Dolphins offense can't get it going either, man. But let's talk about what the real athletes play on the pond there. Let's talk about how my Capitals are going to win the Stanley Cup again.
We're not going to be able to talk about that or my Stars either, I have a feeling. That's unfortunate, but I don't have either of them going that far.
All right, well, what do you like this year, bud? You're usually really on with your picks. I mean, I don't know what it is. I guess your algorithm does come in play there. You won't give us the details of it, and you won't sell it. I understand that. But, man, Tom, you got a good pulse on the league, and I'd love to hear what you got going on for maybe so I can make some futures picks down the line there. But, yeah, I'd love to hear what you got for us. And, well, I'll call you the Bible of the NHL for right now on this Sunday.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
That's what I got for you, brother.
Yeah, my wife's going to kick my butt, though, for you calling me that.
All right. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Caesar.
I don't mind it. The futures picks this year are – I'd like to say they're a little more outstanding than usual, but actually it's a little bit wider differential. Like if you were to take four teams at whatever number you wanted to take them and bet them to get to the Stanley Cup or win the Stanley Cup either way, you got a really good chance, I think, this year of making it because the top four teams stand out way more than the others. I mean, they're way above the others.
Okay.
So, I mean, and what's strange, and I'm not trying to dog you honestly about the Cavs, but nobody from the Metropolitan even comes close.
All right, yeah. So the Mets are a little bit down this year, right? Well, I mean, a lot of people had the Hurricanes up there on the top, but right now it looks like Pittsburgh's got a really good start. And I know we're fresh into the season. We don't even have five games under our belt, but, I mean, right now the Penguins are starting to look like the Penguins about 5 years ago.
Yeah, and the Penguins, I have the Penguins and the Hurricanes coming in basically a tie for first in the division, but unfortunately neither one of them goes anywhere in the playoffs when you look at the stats. The Hurricanes go further than anybody else in that division, but they're not gonna win it all because the Lightning and the Bruins are outstanding in the East.
Sure, and when the Bruins, they got a rocky start so far, but they are the favorite to take down the Atlantic in the Eastern Conference, though. What makes the Bruins so tough?
That rocky, they beat my boys last night. Come on.
Well, I mean, one game, but I mean, hell, through what? Well, I guess it was. Yeah, it's the first game that they play, but I mean, what do you think that makes the Bruins so damn tough, Tom?
I honestly think their offense is just. It's basically their offensive demeanor is almost a defensive demeanor. They are ridiculously physical. Their goalie, who has never been one that looks like a standout, is completely a standout when you look at the stats. And so you, I mean, everything about it, when defensive numbers are the primary numbers that are going to win Stanley Cups every year, that's, the Bruins are really good in
right.
I don't have them winning it, but they're getting there to the semis.
You think Tampa Bay is going to be at the top? Are they the buzzsaw out of the Atlantic again?
Yeah, unfortunately, yes, I do.
And when will that change, Tom? When will we see the batters start to go differently here?
Well, I think whenever Vas gets, you know, one tweak somewhere, their goalie is so unbelievably good, and they have got their draft system is good. They're still pretty deep. They've got incredibly good veterans still on the defensive side, but when you got a goalie like him, you kind of just tell her, we're going to win. You know, it's, and his numbers stand out above and beyond everybody else so high. I mean, just tweak a knee, tweak a hip, something. He's a goalie. Never has any kind of problem whatsoever.
Just being able to be fluid there. All right, so I guess another question that is starting to be asked a lot of me, and I don't really have an answer for, because I don't feel like I have too good, or I just don't feel like I have that good of a pulse on the team just yet, because it's an expansion team, Tom. I don't know if they're going to repeat the same success that the Vegas Knights did, but the Seattle Kraken, it's their first year in the league, you know, representing the Pacific Division here. So far, I mean, they're in second, but it's been, you know, only three games played now. But a lot of people are asking me, hey, do you think they actually have a legitimate chance to, you know, have, I guess, mirror the success that the Vegas Golden Knights did? I don't know. I don't know that much about this team. I, as a matter of fact, in terms of the draft that they had, I thought they kind of got shafted a little bit, you know, in comparison to the Vegas Golden Knights. I thought the Golden Knights got set up for success on a platter in their first league. But it looks like the Kraken, you know, they've come to play, and I want to know if you think they have legitimate chances at representing the Pacific this year.
No, not this year. I don't have them making the playoffs. As far as the getting, you know, getting shafted in the draft and everything. What's interesting is they got actually the way that a expansion team should, where you have to take a year or two to build up something. The Golden Knights got
right.
Almost, I mean,
that was unrealistic. That was like a gift, man, wasn't it?
They were handed, you know, first draft forwards and one of the best goalies in the league, because I don't think teams really thought about, oh, let's just leave him unprotected. There's no way anybody will take him. He costs too much or something. They left.
You're talking about Fleury, yeah.
Yeah. And, I mean, they got people right off the bat that were so good all around. And every team, I mean, Dallas left guys unprotected, just made fans go, no, what are you unprotecting them for?
Right.
But they just figured there's no way they'd be taken because of the salary caps and our salary numbers and things like that. Well, the Golden Knights said, we got Vegas money. We're taking everybody.
All right,
and they did, and so they immediately had a winning team, and it looked like it from the start. The Kraken are exactly what it looks like. They're, you know, they're a fourth, fifth place team, and they're middle of the pack, and that's what their draft looked like. They didn't, you know, one or two years they'll have some depth and they'll have a chance, but I think they're right where they should be.
Speaking with Tom McKay, audiovisual consultations, talking NHL and where we're going to go and who will represent the divisions here for the ice here, and maybe hoisting up Lord Stanley's trophy there at the end of the season. All right, so Tom, let's get into our divisions, and let's give the picks here on the teams that will be representing the divisions and getting into the playoffs. Who you like here, because we're coming up on time.
Okay. In the Atlantic out there, you're going to have the Lightning and I'm just going to go with the top two.
Sure, yeah. Keep going, man. Wild just roll with it.
The Lightning and Bruins will make it. It'll be you know, they'll be in the playoffs and they'll go on. I've got the Lightning going all the way in the East, going to the Stanley Cup final. The Hurricanes and the Penguins. So you were dead right on the Metropolitan as well. That's my first and second pick in the Metropolitan.
But I got a question about the Met, and it's not about the Caps. The Islanders, from time to time, they tend to spoil the plans for everybody in the postseason. Do you think they have that same type of team this year, or do you think they'll actually be a contender? I mean, I know you gave the pick of the Hurricanes and Penguins, but how close will the Islanders be?
I have the Islanders as the first wild card and going on to the third round.
Right. Well, all right. I guess I swear I don't have your algorithm. I didn't steal it. I promise.
No, it's fine. They are. They're exactly who you think who they are. They won't win enough to be one of the top three, but they'll be the top wild card in the East, I think.
All right, brother, we got 2 minutes, man. Let's get this penalty play going.
Avalanche Wild are coming out of the Central, and the Golden Knights and the Edmonton Oilers are going to come out of the Pacific.
All right, the Golden Knights right now so far at the bottom of the Pacific, but we just mentioned and we gave them about 5 minutes of talk there that the Knights were just set up for success right out of their, you know, the inaugural season, and we were wondering if the Kraken of Seattle could actually mirror that, and Tom's mentioned it. You know, I didn't have a good enough pulse on this team, but Tom said they're middle of the pack team so far in the Pacific, and they just didn't have the success set up like the Golden Knights did. They actually went through an expansion draft, and that's how it's supposed to happen. Tom, thanks for, you know, reiterating that and, you know, dissecting the Kraken's, I guess, synopsis there. Okay, so who do you think hoists Lloyd Stanley at the end there?
I think good old Waz, old team is coming back. I think the Avalanche.
Get out of here, man.
Yep, the Avalanche are going to win it all this year.
What makes the Avalanche so tough coming out of the West? And what do you think they can take down the buzzsaw of the East there being the Tampa Bay? Obviously, they're taking down Tampa Bay. Is Tampa Bay going to be representing the East?
That's what I have. Yes. Yeah. I have it east, but I honestly believe that first off, the depth. Colorado's depth is unbelievable. They could withstand injuries unlike anybody else can this year. I think they're going to score more than anybody, and even against Tampa Bay, I think they can score. They're just going to be a score. They're going to if there was any points going anywhere on betting or anything like that, if there's betting on goals,
prop bets. Sure.
Just take Colorado. Their defense is really strong. It's going to be fine, but they're just going to win the most games because they're going to just outscore everybody.
I love it, Tom. Hey, man, if you guys out there need any more NHL talk and also obviously audiovisual consultations, you know what I call Tom McKay up 512-255-8678. Visit that website, avconsultations.com. I'm telling you, man, you guys wonder how I have the success for NHL? It's because of this guy right here. Yeah, that's right. He's the angel on my shoulder, not just in terms of audiovisual consultations, but in terms of the NHL. Hey, always a pleasure, Tom. Thanks for joining the Wagon Wire on this Sunday.
Have a great day.
Give CC my love.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. Take care. There he goes, Tom McKay, audiovisual consultations, and there we go. Hey, don't go anywhere. On the other side, we got Justin Wells. We're going to be firing up the phone lines again. Talking a little bit about optimism on the 40 acres. Yes, no false hope. It's just optimism. Don't go nowhere.